Name's Nate. Earn my wages over at the shipyard, helping with the war effort. It's been kind of busy lately. Things sure did change fast after the yard lost Mr. Hopkins. Mr. Albert Hopkins, he was the president. He was on the Lusitania back in 15. And that event shook the world, not just our little corner of Virginia. But then Mr. Ferguson took over, and well, we've been running strong ever since. In fact, we've got so many workers now, the government's had to step in and build a new neighborhood for all of us. I hear it's the first time this kind of subsidized development's been planned. Mr. Ferguson's the one that went all the way to Washington, went before Congress in the first place to get this thing started. And I can certainly respect a boss who sticks up for his men like that. I can tell you, after living the way we've been living, I'm looking forward to moving out of our makeshift tent city. The new neighborhood's called Hilton, and it feels like a city all to itself. Houses, roads, water, stores, markets, churches, even schools. It's amazing. They've even extended the trolley service here, so getting to the yard won't be a problem. There's already a dozen or so families living in the village, and my own wife and the little ones, well, they can't wait. Well, back to work for old Nate. Good to see you around here, friend. Come on by next month. I'll give you a tour of our new homestead.
The Hilton neighborhood retains the quaint village atmosphere the designers envisioned during World War I. Many of the original homes still stand, and today house many unique shops, restaurants, and cafes. Hilton Village was also the childhood home of acclaimed American author William Styron, who wrote The Confessions of Nat Turner and Sophie's Choice, among other notable literary works. The arts are still alive in Hilton, and the Peninsula Community Theater in the Old Village Theater features a full season of family-friendly performances annually. Be sure to check the box office for showtimes.